Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Me and my wife bought this washer and dryer. We don't know how to work it. I said, babe, have you read the instructions? No, I'm just pushing buttons. Or you think we're going to get the performance that we should out of this thing? No, you got to read the manual. God has wrote the manual. The only thing we have to do is get in it and do it. You know, Satan will put up a fight for you reading God's word, but he'll let you read it. But when you try to do it, watch out. When you try to do it, I'll give you a quick testimony of my sister. My sister, her name is Tracy. You know, she was going through some tough times. She had this guy. They were living together. And then she decided, hey, we're going to get married. She's going to do the right thing. She gets married, gets in church, and 2 weeks later, practically all hell breaks loose. The guy flips out and everything starts falling to pieces. Whenever you try to do good, evil is always present. But what we should know, we should take comfort that God is with us. And he said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We have to continue to do the stuff. And it's not going to be easy. He already told us. He said, if anyone that live godly shall suffer persecution. He already told us that we must suffer. You know, everybody wants to follow Jesus, but when you say that, you are taking on his suffering as well. We want to separate that. Boy, and I tell you, I'm trying to get around it. But he said you must go through. Why? Because when we go through, we'll find out that it's not us, but it's him. I don't know about you, but sometimes the load gets so heavy. That's why I love that footprints in the sand. When you turn around, you saw two, but then you saw one. He said, that's at the point I carried you. God wants to break us to the point where we said, Lord God, I can't do it. That's when he can then come. You know, just like a swimmer. Anybody ever hear a lifeguard tell you? Before they rescue somebody, they let them swim and get all tired out before they go get them. I'm like, why are they going to do that? The person drowning. And one of them told me the reason they do it, because if I don't, I would drown. They got to get all tired where they say, oh, now just use me. So then when the lifeguard, when they're all out like that, lifeguard say, now he's ready to be saved. Because he's broken. He's exhausted. Now I'm ready to get him. And he won't give me a fight. That's what God wants to do. Whenever we think that, hey, this load is heavy, I cannot do this Christian walk anymore. God says, keep walking. Because whenever you get broken to the point where you know it cannot be you, that's when he will show up. Amen. Amen. And then you will give him the glory and not yourself. That's where God wants us to be. God makes those things that is so confusing to the world, and he uses it for power and glory. You know, he didn't go to the rich and all this stuff. He left heaven's glory and he came as a babe in a manger, but rose up King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's what God wants to do for us. Folks, we simply need to trust in the Lord, trust in his word, and then do what he says. You know, Joshua 1:8, real quick. This will be my last verse. Joshua 1:8. Everybody talking about they want to be successful. Do not compare success with the world. They don't understand what success is. Here's what Joshua said in the book, Joshua 1:8. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate when? Here we go in. Therein, day and night. We got to do it twice, folks. Day and night. Listen to this. And that thou mayest observe to do. Not just observe it. Observe it to do according to all that is written therein. And listen to this. For then, and only then, shalt thou make thy way prosperous. He will bless you. And then thou shalt have good success. There it is right there. I don't know if I can say anything else about that. But that's some good stuff. But we got to get in God's word day and night. And then we have to observe to do it. And then once we do it, he will make our way prosperous and we will have good success.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.